RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football Friday and a vacation day for me and Crowder and Solana and Jimmy. But we've got a best of for you all afternoon long until we get to some heat action this evening. And before we get into the next segment that we wanted to play for you, let me remind you, Gulfstream Park in beautiful Hallandale Beach is off and racing. The championship meet is on. They've got live racing every Thursday through Sunday. You can watch the nation's top horses and jockeys compete on the iconic Gulfstream track and enjoy the thrill of racing all season long. So you can celebrate the holidays all weekend at Gulfstream Park Village every night through December 31st. Families can come see the lights display at the Open Air Village Center. More than 250,000 LED lights are all set to the sounds of holiday favorites and pop music, and it's a 10-minute light show. Begins at the top of every hour, runs 6 till 11 p.m. through the 31st. Speaking of the 31st, how about you book New Year's Eve right now? There's limited space left at 10 Palms. It'll be an incredible way to ring in the new year. Get your tickets now. The ultimate New Year's Eve celebration. Your ticket includes premium endless dining, a live band, a DJ, party favors, a photo booth, and a midnight champagne toast. Ring in the new year. Wednesday night, Gulfstream Park at 10 Palms. Get all the details at gulfstreampark.com. This is going to be a painful segment to relive for Solana. What was this called? This is an Uruguayan soccer match called the Maracanazo.
The Maracanazo, Hawk, the greatest upset in the history of sports that nobody knows about.
Well, certainly nobody on this show. And when you brought it up, we reacted, well, the way we react to anything that anyone brings up on this show, with dismissals and trying to poke it apart. And we kind of learned maybe that you were sold a false bill of goods from your father on this actual sporting event.
It's possible my dad may have exaggerated parts of the story and I never double checked certain parts of the story, but the bulk of it is true. Greatest upset that you guys needed to know about.
All right, well, let's let the listeners be the judge. This is the world famous Maracanazo segment.
If you want a sports take, probably a controversial one, I can give one to you. Something that you kind of glossed over on the On This Day list.
All right.
Okay, so I wrote.
Oh, is this the Uruguay, the famous Uruguay moment?
Yeah, I know you guys probably don't care about it, but it's probably, I'm not kidding here, not because I'm Uruguayan, it's probably the greatest upset in the history of sports of all time, in any sport, anywhere in the universe.
So today in 1950, Uruguay beats Brazil in the World Cup finals in the legendary Naranja.
What's that?
The orange.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Actually, the Maracanazo. There's no N at the beginning there.
My bad. What is the Maracanazo?
1950.
No, what does that mean?
the Maracanã is Brazil's national stadium. Still exists. Still probably their biggest stadium. That's where they held the World Cup final back in 2014. They built this stadium in 1950 for Brazil to host their first World Cup, the fourth edition of the World Cup. And Brazil at this point, everybody considers them the favorite. They're the host nation. They are going to win this tournament. It's a foregone conclusion. They run through the group stage. And for the first time ever, the World Cup, they're kind of tinkering with things. Instead of doing a knockout round, they put the best teams at one other groups in a round robin. All those teams would play each other, and the team with the most points at the end would be the World Cup champion. Final game of the tournament plays out this way.
Solana, what are you talking about, man? What the hell happened?
Be more bored. Can't I just hear what the miracle is?
Goodness gracious!
Just give me
pick a stadium.
The history of the construction of a stadium.
Goodness gracious! We just got freedom in Uruguay from the past president. Just what happened in this damn game, Solana?
All Brazil needs to do is tie or win. They're the World Cup champions. They hoist their first ever World Cup title, the Jules Rimet Trophy back in the day. Uruguay goes in to the Maracanã Stadium in front of 200,000 people, the most attended soccer game, sporting event in the history of the world. 200,000 people, Brazilians, packed to this day, packed into the Maracanã Stadium. And Uruguay, despite being down 1-0, thanks to Alcides Guilla, scores 2 goals, and they win the tournament. People jumping off the stadium, committing suicide in Brazil because of the shock.
What?
They were so convinced, FIFA, the governing body, and the Brazilians, they were so convinced that Brazil was going to win. All they had to do was tie or win. This was their tournament. They had created medals and had already engraved Brazil as the champions into the medals, which the Uruguayans themselves took home. It was, without a doubt, the biggest upset in the history of sport. And people don't talk about it. And me, the Uruguayan on radio, is here to tell you it deserves attention. On this day, 1950, the greatest upset in the history of sport.
I thought you were from Argentina.
In fairness, I live bet Brazil when they went up 1-0 because I said, this thing's over.
Hawk missed his
flight. So I remember it very differently. I remember it very differently than Solana. It was a terrible day.
Hawk would have been there if he missed his flight.
I'd have been launching myself off the stadium.
All right, the Panthers schedule was released.
Is he correct on that, Jimmy? Because you're a soccer fan. Is he correct on all that?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I wasn't born that time.
It's perfect. I don't know.
So you say Lou Alcindor made 2 goals? Let me see.
Maracanasa.
The Maracanazo.
Maracanazo.
Maracanazo. Just text my dad. Happy Maracanazo anniversary. He will literally.
I will be happy to do that.
He will literally beat that man up. The Panthers schedule is released. We know they're going to open up against the Blackhawks at 5 p.m., a disgrace to the Florida Panthers. The NHL should be ashamed of themselves. The Oilers come to South Florida on November 22nd. And the Panthers will be in Boston. Brad Marchand's return as a Panther officially October 15th, early in the season. The Lightning will be in South Florida for the first time November 15th. And the best part about this is that in the past couple of years, the Panthers opened up their season and then immediately went out on the road. They were on like some long road trip, like the first 2 weeks of the season. This year, that won't happen. They're going to play. After they play the Blackhawks to open up the season, they'll play 2 more home games against the Flyers and the Senators.
All right. Very cool.
174,000 attendance. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And I'm not, that wasn't joking, by the way. People literally confirmed suicides, people jumping off the stadium because of the shock that Brazil was not going to win the tournament. It didn't register for people. Newspaper articles had already been printed and published in Europe that Brazil was the champion, because it didn't seem possible that Brazil, who had run through the tournament so easily, was going to lose the game when all they had to do was tie. I'm telling you, this is like a legitimate, insane story. Pablo Torre, where are you at? You want to do some real journalism? Where are you at? Come on. Where are you at?
Got to be such mixed emotions every year for Phoebe Cates on her birthday. You know that so many people took their lives on this day.
On the FIFA website, it's not on here at all. I have the biggest upsets.
I'm going to say it didn't happen.
What did you look up, Jimmy?
The biggest upsets in World Cup history. And the only one that pops up from 1950 was when the USA beat England 1-0.
You want to know why, wow. Jimmy? You want to know why?
Why?
Shadow ban.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
FIFA has shadow banned Uruguay.
So wait a second. Jimmy does just a modicum of research here. This is a big deal in the Solana household because you're Uruguayan and this meant a lot to your dad.
A big deal. First of all, Uruguay was crowned the World Cup champion.
It's not on FIFA top upsets in FIFA history, even in that year.
It's a stupid list, then. I don't know what else to tell you. That list is stupid. Whoever wrote that list should be
but
fired.
Is it possible that your dad told you something was very important that wasn't necessarily as important as everyone else thought?
Fuck. They were crowned World Cup champions of this tournament for the second time, by the way, because they won the first iteration of the tournament in 1930. I would say winning the World Cup, whether or not I'm Uruguayan, is a pretty big deal.
Solana. FIFA forgot?
Hey, Solana, I've went through 20, and Uruguay doesn't pop up on either side, lose or win.
Shadow Ben.
It is fun. Oh,
man.
It's just a lot of fun.
Biggest upsets in sports history. Miracle on Ice is considered number one.
But
Buster
that's what
Douglas
I'm telling
knocked
you.
Out Mike
that's
Tyson.
What I'm telling you.
Rulon Gardner defeats Carolyn. Remember that? The American wrestler who beat the Russian wrestler. Villanova beats Georgetown. I remember that. My friend Veltra Dawson was on that Villanova team. It's just not on any list.
That is what I'm telling you. It deserves the respect.
No, you told us that it was the biggest upset in sports.
Yeah. And only Go person back. That thinks that is Eduardo Solana?
Rewind the tape. I'm telling you, it's the upset Solana. Nobody talks about, despite Solana. Being the greatest
well,
upset
why are
in
we
the history
talking
of sports.
No one's ever talked about it.
Well, then
we just like did 20 minutes. Segment. You laid it out with all the details of the Mecca Carrasco, and no one thinks this is that big of a deal.
According to ESPN, top 10 upsets in sports history. Number one is the Miracle on Ice. Mm-hmm. Number two, Super Bowl III. That's the Super Bowl. Remember Joe Namath guaranteed a win. I think they were the AFL, right? And
never heard it. Never heard of it.
Villanova beats Georgetown in the NCAA championship is number three.
Mm-hmm.
Buster Douglas.
Oh,
knocks out Mike Tyson, number four. Man of War. A horse considered as good as Secretariat. No joke. Number five, loses. That was his only loss in his career. That was 1919. I had him across the board, so I was fine.
A horse from 1919 is on this list.
Doesn't that tell you a little something about maybe a lie you've been fed your entire life?
It's not a lie that I've been fed. This is well documented. This is the greatest upset in the history of sports.
Well, it hasn't been documented, though. It's only been told to you by Eduardo. There's no documentation of this. Number six, the Nuggets embarrassed the Sonics in the 1994 NBA playoffs. Number seven, Jack Fleck wins the 1955 U.S. Open. And I had Ben Hogan, and he looked so good in the first three rounds. I cannot believe Fleck was able to take him in the last round. The Miracle Mets, number 8. Rulon Gardner, number 9. And NC State beating Phi Slamma Jamma, number 10. That's, you know, where Jim Valvano runs onto the court. You see that every year.
Jumping, when, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not there, Solana.
Shadow banned.
It is on Wikipedia, though.
Well, I mean, you know, so
you can look up any eight. That's what I did. I did 1950 World Cup and found the game, but it wasn't. They didn't make it important.
But I'm not kidding you. Like, the idea that all these lists that have been compiled over decades talk about upsets, and they don't include the Maracanazo, is a disgrace.
To the Solanas?
Soccer fans all around the world, Brazilians, South Americans especially, know about the Maracanazo. You even talk about it in Brazil. They take you to the favela. They kill you.
Where's Whittingham about the Maracanazo? And see.
I know. I'm tempted to text him. Because someone texts in. I think this is our friend. He says, is Brother Solana confused by folklore? Because...
Here's the problem.
I think you're the victim of some folklore from Eduardo.
Witty has fallen victim to what a lot of sports fans have fallen victim to, which is shadow ban.
Right. Well, that actually happened. Man of War lost because they shadow banned him.
So no one but you believe in the Maracanazo.
It's nothing to believe in. This has happened. This happened.
And people killed themselves, because I don't believe this story now, Hawk. Ain't nobody killed themselves.
I don't think 200,000 people were there either, because I'm seeing tickets still available on Ticketmaster.
It says 174,000, so that was already a lie.
Right, and that probably counts
the amp security that up.
And all that stuff. Okay.
Was that after the 30,000 suicides, Solana?
Listen, first of all, I didn't say 30,000. I said people. And second of all, well,
somehow they got from 200,000 to 170,000.
Everybody out there listening, Hawk, Crowder, Jimmy, all of you listeners, those of you who will pod this, I have made you a smarter sports fan. I have made you a smarter sports fan with this knowledge. Do with it what you will.
If I'm out to dinner this weekend, I bring up La Manzana to whoever I'm talking to. And they're going to be wowed?
Well, no, you have to explain to them what happened.
I don't recall what happened because I don't think it happened.
Solana, Hawk has been doing this. How long have you been doing sports talk, Hawk?
I've literally never heard this before.
40 years? Like something crazy. 55
years since Man of War was upset in 1919.
Hawk trained Man of War and started doing sports radio. He's never heard of La Misanenka.
Yeah.
Shadow banned. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, this is why I got into sports radio, for this very segment right here.
Your work here is done. That's it. You're signing off.
I hereby retire. I am done. I have brought to you the piece of knowledge I was raised to bring to you.
Hey, Solana, you better not say Beetlejuice 3 times in a row, because
I would.
Something's going to happen.
No, but seriously, it's a joke that, like, people don't know about this.
It's a joke that you know about it.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. It's 4:36 already. We haven't been to commercial break because of this nonsense.
What are you talking about?
This jackassery.
Maserana.
I bet you want to go to commercial break. You want to continue deflecting. Shadow ban. I bet. All right, your weather, I'm going to go cry. Your weather, 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows are in the 70s or something. I'm going to go cry and call my dad.
Well, today is a big day. La Macarena happened in Brazil. And there you go.
All right.
To all our listeners, I'm sorry.
Goodness gracious, what happened to that?
And he thought the home run derby was too boring.
What in the world?
It's down to one deal.
What?
He literally started the story with talk about the construction of the stadium.
Brazil's national stadium, Hawk. Brazil built the stadium.
Concrete. Hey, concrete stadium. Brought in.
That's what, Hawk, is still there to this day. It's still right there.
All right. We got to take a break. Thank God we have to take a break because I don't.
Never talk about that again.
Yeah. Let's.
I'm taking off. What's today's date?
Remember? I'm taking this off every year. Yeah, Jimmy, make sure you.
July 16th. I'm done for next year.
If I ever work on a July 16th again, somebody come in and kidnap me.
I'm putting in my paperwork early. There's no way.
Jimmy, I mean, hire a Delta Force to rip me out of my studio and put me in a bag, in the back of a van. If you see me sign on for segment number one on July 16th.
Oh, I'm out of here. What in the world did we just go through?
I could never chance this happening again.
I'd rather get an STD or something. This was terrible.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. I just texted Appel to see if he could work July 16th, 2026 through 2059.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We roll on a best of Hockman, Crowder, and Solana on this Friday, the day after Christmas. You're going to get Heat basketball on this radio station tonight. Who are the Heat playing tonight, Solana?
Your boy, Trae Young and the Atlanta
Hawks. Oh, Atlanta's in town. All right. This is at the Kaseya Center?
No, this one's in the ATL at State Farm Arena.
Oh, so Trey's not in town. The Heat are actually at the Varsity right now. Having burgers and dogs, do you think?
I'm sure. 100. That's exactly at Spo's pregame meal for sure when the Heat have lost 9 of their last 11.
Before we get to this next segment, Cheetah Pompano is a great place to hang out this weekend, watch a game. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, 4 stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. New Year's Eve is next Wednesday, and you know, the best party will be at Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. Both those clubs will be going off on New Year's Eve. Free champagne toast and party favors at midnight. There will be a gold VIP card giveaway as well. So come celebrate New Year's Eve with the hottest ladies in South Florida at Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Here's a segment. Solana was fascinated by this year. He couldn't believe I didn't know the ingredients to a margarita. But then I became a little confused as to if he knew the ingredients to a margarita. And I would like to say right now on December 26th, I still don't know how to make a margarita. But here is the segment from earlier in the year. Oh, you know what tomorrow is? National Tequila Day. They put on Instagram, they're celebrating with BOGO margaritas. Stop by the tap room Thursday, July 24th. Buy one margarita, get a second one free.
Tequila made my daughter.
Is there, you're going to realize how little I drink. Is there tequila in a margarita?
No, Aperol.
There's tequila in a margarita?
That's what the margarita is.
Huh. Is that new?
Yeah, it's new hot this summer. It's a hot summer drink. Margarita, they call
wow.
it. Yeah.
Did you know that, Solana? You knew that?
Yes, Hawk. Everybody knows that.
Well, I didn't know that. Jimmy, did you know? How do you make a margarita, Jimmy?
Tequila.
All right, that's good context clues. I'm imagining there's more because I've had straight shots of tequila before and it didn't taste like a margarita.
What is it, like what, sour mix?
Yeah.
What goes in a margarita, Solana?
Probably a little sour mix, but it's just a mix and then tequila. That's literally what a margarita is.
Just a mix. Just grab any mix, like pancake mix.
Several
milk.
You can have
milk. He just was talking in the last segment about how I'm good at lying. One of the things that I can do, I can lie well. What's in a margarita? Oh, any mix, concrete, pancake mix, any kind of mix, and some tequila, and you're good to go.
I didn't say that. It's like a tequila.
You
then
literally
like a,
said that.
It's like a lime mix. A typical margarita is like a lime mix. Lime juice, like Crowder said, you throw in some tequila, and then they normally salt the rim.
I love how he's now reading off AI on Google, so he's like, and normally you salt the rim. Like, you're reading now what it says. You didn't know what was in a margarita.
Okay, don't deflect to me because you called it a lychee last week. I know
I'm literally saying, but I say when I don't know something.
Fuck, everybody knows
what's
in a margarita.
I don't know what's in a margarita. I said, I don't know, and you rolled your eyes. So I said, what's in one? And you said, any kind of mix and
no,
a tequila.
No, I didn't. It's a mix. It's a mix. Crowder said lime juice. I said it's like a mix.
No, it's like it's called sours mixed, and then
he never said lime juice.
I, Salon, don't bring me in your lies.
You,
don't bring me
led
in your lies.
Lime juice and wanted to make it sound like you purposely had omitted that when you gave your first recipe.
I didn't read anything. Don't flip this on me. You didn't
I'm
know what a margarita is.
I don't know what's in a margarita. I'm admitting that.
I do.
But you don't. You
neither
said pancake mix and tequila.
Okay. All right.
Classic margarita is typically made with tequila, lime juice, and orange liqueur.
Triple sec.
Or triple sec.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. You hadn't mentioned that yet until I just mentioned it.
Triple sec.
Triple sec.
Solana, you are one of my kids. They do that. What'd I tell you to do, huh? Clean your room. Clean your room. You can't just yell it after I say it. That's no.
I'll do that like DJ walked in from Funky Buddha yesterday. I go, how was Funky Buddha? Me? Yeah. Who else was at Funky Buddha?
Yeah, but like, what am I now? A mixologist? Like, I know tequila goes in a margarita. Everybody knows that, Hawk.
Yeah,
oh, what's next?
I didn't know that.
What goes in a rum and coke? Like,
that's obvious. It's in the title.
What goes in a rum and coke?
I mean, that's
what goes in a pina colada.
I don't know. I don't know.
Pineapple flavor and rum.
Yeah, I don't. But I don't know. I don't know these drinks.
Triple sec.
But you're saying that I'm literally saying that I don't know what was in a margarita.
No,
you're
I understand
saying
that.
You do, except you haven't mentioned anything what's in it until I've said it from Google.
Mix. Tequila, the most important part of a margarita. I know is tequila.
You were just giving us the most important parts, not all
tequila.
The ingredients, just the most important parts.
Sorry, I didn't graduate from mixology school.
Okay, so you don't know what's in a margarita.
Of course I do. Mix. Tequila.
You just said mix again.
Triple sec.
What's in the rum and coke?
He's the worst liar.
He's terrible.
So what you knew was an ingredient in a margarita, tequila.
No, but
you
I knew it was tequila. It's the most important ingredient. I'll tell you that.
Fair. That's fair.
It's the most important ingredient. I know that tequila goes in a margarita.
Right. That's fair. But you didn't know how to make a margarita.
Could I go downstairs and make a margarita? No. But they do sell margarita mixes. Right.
But
here's
do you
thing.
Have mix? Do you have mix?
Here's the thing. They sell like pre-made margarita mix. So I really did know it's the mix that they sell. And then you just pour more vodka into it. Or excuse me, a tequila
vodka.
Into it.
Oh.
I know how to make waffles. You go down, you get the frozen waffle in the Eggo box. You put them in the toaster. I mean, that's what you're saying with the mix.
Okay. All right.
You think we believe you, huh? Like when you said I'm an avid kayaker.
I thought I had that one, man.
Oh yeah, with mix.
I swear to God, son. You know, we have children. We know lies.
You just blurted it out like mix.
I had the salt on the rim, too. You're forgetting that. Salt on the rim.
You actually didn't until you opened Google.
No, I literally love margaritas. Mango margarita. And you were I love margaritas. Mango margarita.
You know he hasn't had five margaritas in the last 5 years. The
Bro,
moment he says I love something, there's no chance he's
espresso
had it in
years. Espresso martini and a mango margarita.
You drinking
martinis? He is so rattled.
What's a martini?
This is the guy who said Tua needs to know what books he's reading. What's your favorite drink? Martini.
He's drinking espresso martinis. Man,
and mango margaritas. And instead of salt on the rim, you do tajin or tarjin, as Crowder calls it. Tajin on the rim. Dude, margaritas are like my favorite cocktails.
Come on, you know that's not true.
Margaritas are my favorite cocktails.
You know that's not true.
No.
Ask Valentina. I drink a margarita every night.
She knows you lie. You think you
Honey,
got Valentina?
Where's my margarita? A little light on the mix tonight.
Less mix.
But no, I did not know tequila was in a margarita. I don't think I would have guessed that. I'm not a big salt guy. That's the, you know, they salt the rim. What are you supposed to do?
You lick it and then take a sip.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to lick the glass.
Yeah. You put your mouth on the glass, don't you?
Yeah, it's not licking it.
don't have to go from the
I put my mouth on all the rib, way up. I'm not licking it.
Oh. You've never licked a rib before?
Yeah, I've probably licked a rib.
Yeah. It's like isn't it that? But the thing they do with the shots where they put salt on your hand, you lick your hand,
yes,
take a shot.
That I know, but that's a margarita?
That's a tequila shot. Right. But it's the same concept. Like you get salt before you drink
then
the
you do
tequila.
Salt, lime, shot.
No. Salt, shot, and then you bite into the lime. It's supposed to take away like the disgusting.
Oh,
but
no,
I think people
mine always taste disgusting.
People who do that, though, they're soft. People who do that are soft.
It's pouring in his eyes.
Chewing the lime. I thought you're supposed to wash away the taste of the lime with tequila. I'm like, why is this enjoyable?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't want salt all. What's the drink that they put sugar all over the rim? I want that. That I'll lick.
They drink those.
Sugar.
Yeah.
On the rim. I don't know.
Like they got you up. You Barry Gino licking sugar rims
with sugar.
Nah.
Rim.
I guess you could do it with
that,
margarita too, like a mango one or something.
I get the same answer that you do, and then you say it as if you just thought of it. You know, I guess you could do it as I could do the same thing that you're doing, right?
I'm
now
reading. Everybody knows we're looking it up. Like we just said, hey,
yeah, but you just said like you came up with it. You go, well, I guess you could do it with a margarita, lemon drop, a martini, or a cosmopolitan.
Oh, lemon drop.
Lemon drop. Fire.
Yeah.
It's your favorite drink.
Love. That's a shot. That's a shot.
Every night.
That and green tea shots. Every lemon night. Drop, green tea shot. Boom. Back to back. I don't understand, though. You take issue with me looking up information and then reading the information?
I take issue with you positioning it as if it was a thought that just popped into your head. Because I'm looking it up as well. But I wasn't going to answer come to think of it, it could be a lemon drop.
What did I say that was wrong? Like, I guess you could do it on a mango margarita, something sugary, something sweet.
Ryan texts me, Ryan from Funky Buddha texts me, tequila, lime, agave.
In a margarita?
Is that what's in a margarita? Tequila, lime, and agave to sweeten it?
No clue.
You could probably... It sounds good.
The shamelessness with which Solana can be Solana is really, it's awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
What?
And then you get mad when we find out. That's the best thing.
Listen, man, I'm a better liar than Tua. That's all I got to say. I'm a better liar than Tua.
Dude.
It's my favorite drink.
Love a margarita. I do. Mango margarita with tahini. But that's the thing. Like, you're asking me what's in a margarita. There's several different types of margaritas. You wouldn't put the same.
Well, why didn't you answer that 5 minutes ago when you were so, how do you not know? Mix. Because that's a very different answer than, well, there's a lot of derivatives to a margarita.
I think a traditional margarita is what Ryan is texting you.
Mix.
Triple sec.
Mix.
Could you imagine Solana as your bartender?
Oh, like, goodness.
Just 18 glasses open. Is there six bottles of triple sec? What goes where? People are like, this doesn't taste like what I ordered. Oh, no, this is the way we do in Uruguay. This is, you got to roll with the flow here.
He'd never admit it's wrong.
Would never admit it's wrong, yeah.
It tastes like bourbon. That's how we make our margaritas.
Yeah, many people like bourbon. It's not a traditional margarita. It's a bourbon margarita.
That's how we do it.
Well, I can make a mean old-fashioned. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, you just pulled up the recipe, did you?
Why do you assume that? Man. Why do you
an old fashioned got some crap in it, man?
Yeah, that's what too, do you mean by that's crap? Too manly for me.
Yeah. Oh, it's tough.
That's a man's drink.
That's what Fred Taylor drinks. Old fashioned.
Old fashioned?
Yeah, I can't drink with Fred.
That's class. That's just pure class right there.
But that's a lot of alcohol, though, isn't it?
It's just bourbon. Just bourbon.
Yeah. That's it?
No. And a mix. No, I actually do know old fashioned bitters. They pour like bitters into it, cherries as well. They had like a sugar component, and then they get a slice of a lime.
No, and orange, like, an orange is not a lime.
Excuse me, an orange, and they'll like twist it like that, and then they put the slice into the drink to make it classy.
So it's bourbon and bitters.
Now let me see what's really in an old fashioned.
Full of crap.
No, nah, it's like a little sugary substance, some bitters, bourbon,
I'm on the and then same cherries. Page as you.
Sugary substance.
I love old fashioned. Bro, you guys are just.
It's muddled sugar. It's muddled.
What does that mean?
It's like I've had muddled lemonade before. So it's, yeah, you make a face, though, but I don't like to drink. Why do you make a face? Like,
No. It just sounds gross. I'm not saying anything is wrong with it, but I don't know.
Sometimes
what
brandy, means. It says in an old fashioned. And it's garnished with an orange slice or zest.
I don't know. I just know I drank with Fred one night and I might have peed in the bed.
Did it look like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you got to get the big-ass ice ball.
The one ice ball.
Yeah.
I always ask for two of those balls in mine.
Right, because you're in desperate need of two. Anyway, the beer pairing dinner is this Friday at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Go to funkybuddha.com for more info. Oh. Lana can make me laugh like no one else.
It's ridiculous.
That guy can amuse my boosh.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very
happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's a Friday, but for our best of segment, this segment, we're going to throw it back to Thursday. Actually, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
To talk about it Tuesday. Yeah. When do we do talk about it? Is that on Tuesdays or Thursdays?
It's
called
I
talk
Tuesday.
About it Tuesday. Do we do it on Tuesdays?
I believe, yeah. Tuesday's the day we do it, Hawk. I believe
right.
So.
Well, this is a throwback to earlier in the year where we were talking about people who call sandwiches sandos. Do we like those people?
I believe you do, or you portray at least that you do. I don't think Crowder does, though. I don't think he thinks they passed the vibe check.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to give you the answer until I listen to this next segment. I don't know which side I fall on here. I feel like I might be in the camp that a sandwich tastes better when referred to as a sando.
Yep.
Sounds like something I might say. Here it is from earlier in the year, a talk about it Tuesday. What do you think about these people who call sandwiches sandos?
All right, Hawk, you're known for using za when referring to pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we like it, but it's kind of become your thing.
You may not admit it, but you do.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, you are.
How do we feel about people that use the word sando as a replacement for the word sandwich? So I'm going to go get this sando. You guys interested in a sando? Do we vibe with that?
Talk about it. Now that's a good question. I've heard sandy a lot. Let me go get a chicken parm sandy. And I'm not down with that. It doesn't work for me for whatever reason. Sando, I'm not that familiar with, but I will be adding it to the lexicon immediately. Because I have to tell you, just hearing you say it, I can tell you right now, a turkey and Swiss sando absolutely tastes better than a turkey and Swiss sandwich. It just does. I can tell you just by, if I said to you, hey, no. In this hand, I have a turkey and Swiss sandwich. And in this hand, I have a turkey and Swiss sando. Which one's going to taste better?
From the same place.
Same place, same sandwich.
You're crazy.
The sando will taste better.
I don't like the za. I don't like the shortened little names. And also, when it's the same amount of syllables as the real word, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Sandwich. No, but sando just sounds tastier.
It's
like I do
ridiculous.
With nachos. Chos are excellent. Nachos are good. Chos are great.
Chos is part, like even za, like pizza. Okay, za. It's quicker, which is more fit. I guess the efficiency of things I can ride with. Sandwich, sando. Sando sounds silly. It sounds dumb. A sando.
I disagree with you. It sounds delicious. A sando.
A sando.
I'm going to start using that. Jimmy, where do you stand on that?
I hate it.
I thought about the beach.
Well, that's what I think about with the sandy. When people say sandy, I think about the beach. Sando, I immediately think delicious sandwich. And when I just hear sandwich, I just think sandwich. When I hear sando, I think delicious sandwich. I don't know why, but it just works on me. I think that's probably the way to go. I'm sorry, Jimmy. What were you saying?
I hate it.
There we go.
Solana?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I heard somebody use it the other day, a friend. Hey, picking up a couple Sandos. I said, what the hell is
that? That's a guy that you want to hang out with. Trust me. I don't know who it was or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, that's a guy you want to spend time with. Guys, no, going to pick up a couple Sandos.
He's lame.
No, that's the guy you want to hang out with. I'm telling you.
Oh, he lives with his parents.
No. Mm-mm.
Probably. He just doesn't wear drawers.
No. Guy picking up a couple Sandos, that's like, cool Bobby.
Nope. Virgin.
So Crowder nailed him, but I happen to believe Sando works. Here's my problem, Hawk, because
I didn't know you hung out with Jimmy on the weekends.
Where do we draw the line here? Oh, I'm going to go get some burritos. Oh, you're getting some Ritos? I'm getting tacos. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're getting some Co's?
Yeah.
Well, because I do. But no, certain ones sound right. Certain ones sound off. Nachos, chose. Absolutely. Pizza, za. Sandwich, Sando.
Co's?
I don't know about Co's, but for burritos, I would absolutely say, yeah, let's go grab a couple of Uritos.
You're just right? Leaving the bee off.
Is it? I don't know. It just sounds tastier if you say, let's grab a couple of cheese burritos. What do you want to get, some ground beef burritos? Yeah. Certain times it works. Milkshake, shake. Right? Yeah. Wouldn't you rather go get a shake?
I can ride with shake instead
of
words.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
What, you want to grab some Hickenings?
Well, I mean, that's ridiculous. What are you doing? That's ridiculous.
That's a lemon pepper Hickenings.
All right, so Sando's sticking then, Hawk. You like
Sando
that
is great. I'm going to use that. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Is a hot dog a Sando? It's almost like having a whole new bit.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.